and only the Rich Eisen Show.
Now Stroud hanging in, throws it to the near side, picked up.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
One mistake on national television just blows it all up. But like, it's cool. I just keep growing and keep learning, man.
The Rich Eisen Show.
What can you tell in preseason? What you see in preseason is everything.
Earlier on the show, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Coming up, author and CNN host Jake Tapper, co-host of Good Morning Football, Jason McCourty. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We're live on the Roku channel, free on all Roku devices known to man, free on select Samsung Smart TVs, Amazon Fire TV. It's free on the Roku app. You know why? Because the Roku channel's on it. And guess what? It's free. The RokuChannel.com if you want to use the old internet tubes. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We're live on the air on this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate smart enough to have a Sirius XM Odyssey and more. And the reason why I run through all that is not only because I'm very self-promotional, despite there being an I in Rich and Eisen. So I'm trying to flex for my friend who's waiting on the phone line right here, who only like interviews world leaders while writing
big time
best-selling novels while being a dad at the same time and a husband. How the hell does he do it? Is he still on the phone line?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, introducing here from CNN, the host of The Lead with Jake Tapper and the author of the best-selling book, All the Demons Are Here, which is the third book in the Martyr series. Jake Tapper. How are you, Jake?
Rich. You know, do people know that we're actually friends and we actually talk? Like, not when it's being broadcast?
Yes.
Is that a thing?
Because, well, now they do, if they already have.
Because it's true.
It is true. I think I'd say we're good friends.
You know,
like, we're not just friends. I'd say we're good friends.
Yes, 100%. Separated by 3,000 miles. But,
that's true.
But
how are you?
I would see, if I lived in L.A., I feel like I'd see you at least once a week.
We would absolutely leave it up to our wives to figure out our social schedules with each other if we lived in the same town, Jake. For without a doubt, right? I mean, we wouldn't figure it out. We'd have to lean on our better halves to do that.
I think our wives would like each other, too.
I do think so.
I don't think they've met.
Well, this has to happen. But you're too busy, you know, doing what you're doing.
You're kind of busy.
Yes. Congratulations, by the way.
On the
book.
Michael Lorenzen's no winner. I appreciate it. Thank you. I had a lot to do with it. I wish... The image of his mom and his wife watching him on his first appearance with the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just beautiful. Just beautiful.
You know what? And the kicks he was wearing and, you know, just the moment for him. All I could think of were the Detroit Tigers sitting somewhere going, really? Really? That's what
he
you do?
He looks like he belongs in Philly. That mullet? Are you crazy?
Yes,
I mean, like, he does not belong in Detroit.
Yes, he does. And now how about Trey Turner?
Love it.
How about, hold on a minute, how about the Philadelphia sports fan known for so many years as being just a very irate group of people, you know, that they painted with one huge brush of a-hole, you know, where they throw batteries at Santa and stuff like that.
He had it coming. Let's be honest. He had it coming.
Santa had it coming, is what he's saying.
He knows what he did.
Yes.
Naughty
and so,
nice.
It's, and how about them cheering for him while he's struggling, standing ovation, and he has responded with one of the best weeks in Major League Baseball for anybody.
You love
year.
To see it, and it's a lesson. It's a lesson for all of us in all of our lives.
Yes.
Somebody is underperforming, and you treat them with love. You throw love at them.
Brotherly
instead
love.
Instead of booze. And, you know, it took a little while for Philly to get there, but we got there. And, you know, I think it's a beautiful thing, and it's a lesson I will take with me instead of, you know, throwing batteries at my staff when they mess up.
You know what? And that was so long ago, too. But so is the message in all of this that all Ben Simmons needed was a hug? Is
that what No, and you know that I don't think that. Because I texted you that. Ben Simmons has another issue, and, like, love to him and support and prayers to him. That I don't think the boos were the issue with Ben Simmons. But let's just... Let's not talk about that. Let's not dwell on that.
Okay.
Let's talk about the positive. The positive.
The positives of brotherly love and Trey Turner. And I guess he put up a billboard thanking the fans.
You, I think. Thanking Philadelphia.
Yeah, thank you, Philly.
Yes, yep. Beautiful. And can I just say, I read a column in The Athletic about how this is an indication of Philly no longer being Philly, that Philly is now, that it's great and everything, but Philly's now as soft as a soft pretzel. That's what the columnist wrote.
Okay.
And I have to say, that is a typical statement, but from an out-of-towner. Because anybody in Philadelphia who lives in Philadelphia, knows Philadelphia, and has eaten soft pretzels knows that most of them are as hard as a rock.
Oh, so, I thought you were just going to push back on that.
Metaphor is faulty.
I thought you were just going to push back on the notion that Philadelphia is soft, you know, that
try something new.
It's the pretzel analogy that you have a problem with.
Well, that offended me because, like, I have eaten so many of those things where it's just, you know, I might as well be chewing on the sidewalk.
That was almost like that Seinfeld episode. So this offends you as a Jewish person. No, this offends me as a comedian. That's exactly. From the yada, yada, yada episode from years ago.
Very nice. No, it doesn't. Exactly. Once again, you have crystallized my very thoughts.
Jake Tapper is here on The Rich Eisen Show. All right. So how do you find the time to do this? To write books like this, man.
It's a great escape. Instead of therapy, I just write. and it's great. It's a great escape. It's a lot of fun.
Right.
I enjoy it. You know, and it's fun. It's fun to research. Now, you would appreciate this.
Okay.
So our mutual friend, Mr. Kimmel, Jimmy Kimmel, is the one who first told me, because the book is called All the Demons Are Here.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to have read the first two to get this one. It takes place in 1977. The main characters are Ike, an AWOL Marine, and his older sister Lucy. She's 22. She's an aspiring journalist. And lots of real people from the 70s are in the book. And Ike, in fact, works for Evel Knievel.
I love this.
And Jimmy was the reason that Evel Knievel is in this book, because Jimmy loves Evel Knievel. And I will be honest, Mr. Knievel's charm eluded me as a child. I did not have the lunchbox. I did not have the action figure.
Okay.
I never got it.
Okay. Yes.
I also wasn't a big ABC Wide World of Sports family.
Uh huh.
Which
okay.
probably is the problem.
Yes,
but
indeed.
In any case,
yes.
Many a problem for many things. But in any case, he hooked me up with. He said, "Well, you got to watch Being Evil." Johnny Knoxville did this documentary about Evel Knievel called
right.
Being Evil.
Yes.
Great. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to make this guy a character in my book. And it worked. And so that was, you know, I know you're a sports guy.
Well, no, and
Wide World of Sports guy.
And I know this is, you know, part of the charm of the books, because I've read them, you know, that there are real life pop culture figures that you weave into the narrative of your books, which
including
makes
your hero, Frank Sinatra.
Makes it a lot of fun. It just makes it a lot of fun. So if the charm of Evel Knievel eluded you, do we throw the flying Willendas into that group as well?
The Willendas are not in the book.
Okay.
But you know, I did really do a, I mean, he was fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. A horrible guy. awful, awful person. Don't get me wrong.
Horrible
but
fascinating.
But really fascinating, and his ability to get attention and media coverage and fans, and I still am not entirely sure that there is any athleticism involved in anything he did, but he was willing to try more daring things than others and inspired generations of extreme athletes, Tony Hawk and the X, you know, all those people were inspired by Evel Knievel.
And again, so you just, I am fascinated by this, Jake, and I have asked you this off the air. I'll bring it here as well. So have you just, you know, conducted your daily work, CNN, but on a particularly, you know, unique day where you're interviewing a head of state or moderating a debate, and then you go home, you might pour a drink or not at all, and then you're like, okay, I got to bang out a few pages. Like, does that happen?
Well, I do try to write. When I'm in a writing project, I do try to write at least 15 minutes a day. And the project is more along the lines of outlining the book and then dividing it into chapters and then going in, you know, okay, now I'm up to chapter 3. What do I have to achieve in this? And writing at least 15 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. At least 15 minutes a day, which everyone has. Even somebody as busy as you mm-hmm. has 15 minutes a day. And by the way, just so people know, mm-hmm. I have been trying to get Rich to write a book for 3 or 4 years now. And I've known you since
forever.
The 90s, but I've been trying to get you to write a book for 3 or 4 years. I think you would be great. And I said, I think it would sell a million copies. I mean, I really do.
I appreciate you saying that. I already tried it once. It was one of the most, exhilarating and then thoroughly disappointing experiences of my entire life, to be very honest with you.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to talk more about that.
We'll do that. Yeah. We'll do that a little offline, but no, I appreciate your confidence in me. Jake Tapper here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay. This is going to be good, guys. This is going to be good because I've been talking about this for a while, and you're the perfect guy. You're the wordsmith to bring this to. I am of the mindset that the word solid is not a compliment. When somebody says, you're solid, you're solid. This is not doing someone a solid, but referring to someone or their job as solid. I say it is not a compliment. What do you say?
Oh, that's interesting. I never had thought about it.
What do you think?
I think I disagree with you. I think I understand where you're coming from. You're basically saying that is the minimum that somebody should be, right? You're saying it's like a C in school. Like it's just a
Well, not just that, but there are far more, I would say, superlatives to attach to somebody's job or character, right? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, sometimes people employ understatement as a way of compliments. These good people. You know, that's not like the most exalting compliment in the world. But you, when somebody says he's good people, you know they mean mm-hmm. I love this person.
But I did refer to you when you said at the outset of this interview, you know, we're friends, and I'm like, I'd say we're good friends.
Yes.
If I had said we're solid friends, you see what I'm saying? That's a downgrade from good, is what I'm saying.
I agree. But also now that we are both. Well, I'm not going to age you, but I'm 54.
So am I. So you can age me all you want. I think we both look terrific, Jake.
So you look fantastic.
Better than solid. You see what I'm saying? You look solid. You know, you got a solid look. You know what I mean? Like, that's not good.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying. But you look fantastic.
Thank you, sir.
And in fact, I called you the other day and said, I am seeing you everywhere. Do you have a new social media guy?
Am I
just exactly your demographic? 54-year-old white Jewish guy who likes sports.
Hello, fellow youths. Yes, exactly. Right. We're fellow youths. I agree with you. Yes.
So, but in any case, anyway, my point at about the 54 thing is now I know how many people are undependable and unreliable and cannot be counted on to do something with mm-hmm. efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And how many bad people there are in the world. And so now I know that it's like when you figure out like the average IQ is 100, that means half the public has an IQ under 100, which is something to say.
Okay.
The idea that somebody is solid, actually in this day and age, if you correct for how many people are not solid, who are weak, who are trembly, who are unreliable,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, then maybe it is a more of a compliment than you acknowledge.
Interesting.
I don't know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I live in Washington, D.C., and I cover politics, and so... I you're in the suite.
I'm in the toy department.
Athletic.
I'm in the toy department. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Occasionally, the real world will crash in. I understand. Yeah, that's
nobody in sports ever does anything mean.
That's true. That is true.
Or corrupt.
Well,
so what do you think? I hear you.
Okay.
I would never describe you as solid. I would describe you with much nicer superlatives.
Thank you, Chris. You see what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying, Chris?
I understand. I don't mind solid. I'm kind of with Jake.
Okay.
I get it.
Okay. Very good. I'll move off it.
That's great.
Congrats on the book, Jake. I missed you the other day back on July 15th for the 35th anniversary of Die Hard, but I was too busy turning the air conditioning on in my house during the summer. Jake,
did you do that for the Miracle on 34th Street
anniversary?
A Christmas movie that came out in the summer.
That's clearly about.
So can I tell you? So I've been. I'm sure everybody's familiar with the fact that you, for whatever reason, have decided.
I'm a truther.
Yeah. I'm a diehard truther.
Just to double down on your wrongness on the diehard is a Christmas film thing, which you refuse to acknowledge.
Uh-huh.
So I will just say this. I found more. First of all, for people who want to know, I have written not only a poem outlining in detail why Die Hard is a Christmas film.
Mm.
I wrote it in the style of A Night Before Christmas.
Mm.
It has GIFs. I will find it and put it on my Twitter page. I will bump it up on my Twitter page. I think I did it like 5 years
ago. You mean your ex page, right, Jake? You mean your ex page?
Oh, God,
right?
Whatever. let's not.
Yes, okay.
Let's not follow that self-driving car into the tree. The other thing I want to say is I watched Die Hard last Christmas.
Yes,
as I do because it is a Christmas film,
and I realized
that I have been ignoring. I've been not up to snuff when it comes to defending this because you've said it's a Christmas film is a film that could only happen at Christmas, right? And I've been making the argument about the fact that his wife's name is Holly. It takes place during a Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
all the story of redemption.
Yes,
et cetera, et cetera. But here is the thing. And I apologize to anyone. If anybody who's listening has not seen Die Hard, I am about to...
It's all right. 35 years. Spoiler alerts have no place 35 years later. So go for it.
This movie actually could only have taken place on Christmas. And I'll tell you why. Because at the very end of the film, Hans Gruber has his wife, Holly.
Yes.
And Bruce Willis, a.k.a. John McClane, steps out, and all he has is a gun and two bullets. That's all he has. And he has no way of going out there with the gun without immediately getting shot. So he doesn't know what to do. And then he looks to the side, and there is a stack of Christmas presents.
Yes.
And Christmas tape.
Yes.
Thick Christmas tape. And he takes the thick Christmas tape, and he tapes the gun to his back.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, he is able to save the day.
Understood.
Only because this took place on Christmas, period.
Well, that's a solid take, Jake, but here you go. My opinion on that would be, of course, it has to take place in Christmas. What other event during the year has an entire office get together for a party? You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, there's no Easter party. There's
right.
no, so none of that.
Of.
Right. For instance, yes, right.
And when the office comes together.
Right.
And from the Book of Lamentations.
And he's not going to go into the office closet and break out Scotch tape and put the right. gun to his back. Like these are all constructs for the film, not the film's reason for existing. As an allegory. That's what I'm saying, Jake.
Yeah, but I disagree because it's about rebirth and renewal,
okay.
which is a Christmas theme. I mean, it's not my holiday. It's not my...
Or it's about a terrorist trying to rob a bank, right? It could be that too, right? They just smash them up, right?
I mean, I just think at this point you're just... you honestly... You're like Rudy Giuliani with the voting,
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like it doesn't matter. Like,
hold on a second. You're saying I'm the Sidney Powell of diehard takes? Is that what you're saying? That's worse than solid.
I didn't say Sidney Powell.
Okay.
I didn't go. I mean, I at least
look at us. Look at us right now.
Who you at one point was Times Person of the Year. At one point was America's Mayor.
Thank
is
you.
Now what he is.
Understood.
There was a. You know, respect that that at one point. And I would like to say, I'm just saying this discreetly on this one issue, not my overall perception of you as a person
Thank you, Jake.
Sports commentator,
Thank you.
Et cetera.
Thank
but
you.
On this one issue, you are Giuliani-esque. I mean, yeah.
Okay, I appreciate it. Do you want to do this one last thing with Jake? Do I have a couple more minutes with you, Jake? We got that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have you predict the Philadelphia Eagles schedule, win-loss. I'm going to go one game by one game, okay? And you're going to tell me if they win or they lose, and then we'll just we'll check your work by the end of the season. How does that sound?
All right. Hold on.
I'll read it off to you. You don't have to have it in front of you. Don't worry. I've got you. I got your back right here. Yeah, put on. Give me the music. This is another, again, for someone from Philadelphia. It's just right across the way where this music was created. if I'm not mistaken, John Facenda once did the news in Philadelphia, right, Jake? Isn't that right? He was a Philadelphia newsman first and foremost.
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's true. Well, look at you. I'm teaching you a thing or two right here. Okay, here we
I
go.
Like it.
Jake Tapper, Eagles schedule. Let's go win loss. First game at New England. What do you
win.
Got? Win?
Yeah.
Okay, then here is a their home opener, a Thursday night against the Minnesota Vikings.
Win.
At the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on a Monday night.
Win.
That's three in a row. Ooh. The Washington Commanders as their
he just laughs.
Wow. Okay. We'll put that down as a.
Assuming the team is still exists.
Yes.
Win.
Okay. Very good. At the Los Angeles Rams. You're in Southern California.
Win.
At the Jets and Aaron Rodgers.
Win.
That's a 6-0 start. Home for the Dolphins on Sunday Night Football.
Win.
That's 7. At the Washington Commanders.
Oh, win.
Are you going to that game? Would you go to
it? I might. I might.
October 29th. Write that down on your calendar.
Are you going to be there?
Hell no. next up, the Dallas Cowboys at home.
Ooh. Okay. So, here's the thing.
Okay.
Like, obviously, this is a bitter rivalry and has been for years.
Yes, sir.
And you know, at some point I have to say loss. I don't want to make it this, and
okay.
I wouldn't say that I'm super impressed with the Cowboys, but so I'm going to say win.
That's 9-0. I'll take it. 9-0 going into the bye week. Oh my goodness. starting to grease light poles. All right, here we go. At the Kansas City Chiefs on a Monday night.
All right, we have to lose at one point, and so okay.
You'll
we
give that
maybe
one.
We'll lose it. We'll
all right, home for the Buffalo Bills.
Win.
Oof. Home for the Niners.
Win.
By the way, what a stretch of games this is, huh, Chris?
Yeah, no,
woo.
Yeah.
At the Dallas Cowboys.
Win. By the way, Mahomes at the Big Slick this year tagged me out. And I said,
since he got that going for
I
you.
I said the Super Bowl wasn't enough.
At the Seattle Seahawks.
Win.
Home for the Giants.
Win.
Home for the Cardinals.
Win.
Home, at the Giants.
Win.
That's a 16-1 season. Okay.
But you'll be resting guys week 18,
okay.
So that's probably a loss.
Maybe not.
So
I don't know. Never know. Never know. You know.
I feel really good about the boys this year.
Okay, 16-1.
All right, Jake, we're going to make a lot of money this season.
Okay, yes. That's Phil Mickelson sitting in for Chris Brockman right there. Okay.
Nice.
All right, Jake, thanks for the time. Have a great show today.
We got a lot of news. Special counsel for Hunter Biden.
Oh, really?
Your 10th favorite Biden.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Jake Tapper, the latest on all of that on CNN later on. And everybody, go check out his new book if you already haven't. All the Demons Are Here, where all books are sold. You the man. You take care of yourself, Jake, okay?
All right, buddy.
Take care,
love
pal.
You. Talk to you soon.
Right back at you. This is Jake Tapper of CNN. Again, All the Demons Are Here. 16-1.
Seriously, we're going to make a ton of money on the Eagles this fall.
One, baby.
By the way, how about that stretch of games?
Out of the bye week?
Well, no, into the bye week, home for Dallas.
Both.
Bye week at the Chiefs. They got the Bills and the Niners and the Cowboys three straight weeks and the Seahawks going to Seattle.
It's a tough stretch. I mean, that's one of the stretches you're lucky to win. You know, 3-2, you come out of that 3-2, you're feeling pretty good. 9-0 into the bye week is, you know. Doable, given the schedule.
Weren't they the longest undefeated team last year?
Yeah, I think so.
Does Jake realize that the Eagles are 4-8 in their last 12 games against the Dallas Cowboys? I'm just wondering if he realizes.
He's too busy worrying about special counsels to know about that fact.
Maybe I should have told him that before he gave 2 wins.
Well, Dak's throwing a lot of picks, so.
Oh, my God. One time.
Sorry, TJ.
844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Jason McCourty in hour number 3. What's more likely still to come this hour? Let's talk about AG1, people. A new partner of the Rich Eisen Show. A daily foundational nutritional supplement that helps support whole body health. And if you're like me, then it's so hard to keep up with a supplement routine throughout your busy day when it comes with a bunch of products on top of it. So when you drink AG1, you notice an overall feeling of health. It can help support your mental clarity, improve digestion, focus. Drink it in the morning, drink it in the afternoon, before working out in the morning, before making your coffee, starting your day. Makes you feel unstoppable, ready to take on the day and anything that comes your way. If you want help taking ownership of your health, and of course you do, try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/Eisen. That's drinkag1.com/Eisen. Take ownership of your health right now. Check it out. drinkag1.com/Eisen.
Are you currently enjoying this show on the Stitcher app? Then you need to know Stitcher is going away on August 29th. Yep, going away, as in kaput, gone, dead. Rest in peace, Stitcher, and thanks for 15 years of service to the podcast community. So switch to another podcast app and follow this show there. Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Mr. Brockman, in old school gambling parlance, are you familiar with the term cooler?
Yes. If you're at a hot table and you sit down and all of a sudden the cards don't go your way, you're the cooler.
And do you believe that the concept of the cooler also can exist in sports?
Sure. I think that's possible.
Mr. Brockman, is it true that you attended Super Bowl 52 as a Patriots fan and Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals as a Celtics fan?
Where are we going with this?
Yes or no? Did you attend those games?
Yes.
Can you please tell the committee the results of those games?
The Eagles won the Super Bowl, and the Cavs won Game 7.
And Mr. Brockman, is it true that the Rich Eisen Show for the past 4 years has conducted a March Madness bracket challenge in which the loser has to wear clown makeup?
That's true. We've done that.
Who lost this season?
I lost.
And the season before that?
I lost.
The season before that one?
I lost.
And the season before that one?
I lost.
Mr. Brockman, do you think your history of bad luck will have a detrimental effect on the Rich Eisen Show as it heads to Washington, D.C.?
Well, actually, I think that it's just... I plead the fifth.
Right. Mr. Brockman, what I mean by bad luck is any unforeseen mistakes or accidents like last time when the show was in Washington, D.C. Hit it.
This is definitely not going to end well.
Is this necessary? I'm out of here.
Yikes. Medic. Medic.
Mike Hoskins with the medic line at the end there. Well done, Mike. Ken Tulo.
That was so good.
At the that was my Inquisitor.
Note, the fall on the way out.
Well done. That was your note?
Just icing on the cake.
Attaboy. Look at you. Look at us.
Look at us.
The Rich Eisen Show Radio Network's back on the air. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is the right product for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Jake Tapper gave you a news nugget out the door of what's being discussed in Washington, D.C. today. Outside of that, in our toy department, what's being discussed in Washington, D.C., is Eric Bieniemy. Mean, mean, mean coach.
You mean man.
Big old meanie.
Jerk.
What a big old meanie.
He yelled at me.
Telling players to stop sucking and do better.
18 losses in 2 years. Okay.
Well, look, a lot of that has to do with, you know.
I'm just saying.
Not having good players.
Well, again, Scott Turner, Norv's kid, apparently is the antithesis. And it appeared Ron Rivera thought somebody needed to take their foot and break it off where the sun does not shine on the offense. Because you don't hire Eric Bieniemy thinking, let's see what he's got in store. It's well known he's a real red ass. He's tough, man. He's tough. He's an acquired taste for some.
So was Bill Parcells.
I know. But Parcells had to win first in order for that to actually work. And Eric, wait, I'm being told Eric Bieniemy's won. Mm-hmm. Part of the reason why, it's not only because he's good at his job, but the coach was atop the offensive flow chart, good at his job. And the quarterback atop that flow chart,
yeah,
is good at his job as well. But he also, what, like he never heard it from Bienemy? You don't think when he's coming out of Texas Tech, he didn't hear a thing from Bienemy? He didn't hear a thing from Bienemy going into the Denver week when he first got his first start coming out of the Denver week. You don't think he's heard it? Patrick Mahomes has chimed in on the subject du jour. Roll it.
I saw EB say it. I mean, perfect. I mean, EB is going to be harsh on you. He's going to really try to get the best out of you every single day. He's not going to let you. He's going to hold you accountable whenever you don't even want to hold yourself accountable. And it made me a better player. And I think what he said that was the biggest thing is he's your number one supporter, though. He will go to war with you just like any other guy on your team. And you got to know that. And you got to know when he's talking to you on the football field that he's trying to get the best out of you. He's not trying to put you down. He's trying to push you to be even better than you think you can be. And so that's something that I think that they'll understand when they go out there and they start winning football games is there's a reason to why he's coaching you the way that he's coaching you and that he loves you. I mean, he loves every guy that he coaches, and you see that with the guys that have come out and said stuff about him, the Jamal Charles, Adrian Peterson, Tyreek. I mean, they understand that he loves you, and he's going to try to get the best out of you every single day.
Well said, sir.
Best player in football, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
That's the one.
Want to check in on it.
Okay.
Helps make the coach look good.
Well, let's see.
You also have to know your players. You can't go hard on everyone.
That is very true as well.
True. Yeah, yeah. And Mooch said that yesterday. So.
See, you can yell at me on, a little bit. You can't really yell at Del Tufo. He's a little bit more sensitive.
Nah, please.
You know, I'll take it a little bit more. You know.
Again, this is being discussed now. This is being discussed now. The coach put it out there. This is a this has been a 2-3 day news cycle now on this story.
Yeah.
Now that Mahomes has finally chimed in on it, this will be put to bed, and we will see how these guys perform on the field this year. I will say this to Philly fans. I know that Jake laughed when I just mentioned the Washington Commanders.
Disrespectful.
If I'm not mistaken, the Washington Commanders were the ones who ended the Eagles' undefeated start last year. They've got it in them, man. They've got the players, and they've got the defense. Oh, God. Chase Young can come back, right?
Possibly.
And be the Chase Young.
Yeah, didn't play last year.
Here we go. Can't wait.
Can't wait.
I know, man.
This season's going to be great.
Washington at home to start the season against Arizona. That is one that they're...
Have to win.
That's the one.
Has to win.
Because they're at Denver and home for Buffalo and at Philly after that.
Yeah. I don't know where that other win's coming
Guys,
from.
Obviously all that yelling will not help them on Thanksgiving. That's an automatic L. But for the rest of the season, I'm sure.
See, now... No, hold on a second. Hold on a second. This is a perfect example of you're like, why are the Cowboys?
Yeah, but see, this
why is the Cowboys' name in everybody's mouth when they don't
it's
put
Washington.
It there?
Washington. It's like I have that thing. I'll give it to the NFC East. It's just these other jabronis that want to chime in. I don't really have time for it. But NFC East, you know, they talk bad about us too.
Am I not mistaken? Alex Smith strolled in there on a Thanksgiving. Dallas always steps on their turkey leg.
That's true.
Wow.
Gobble, gobble. More gobble. Often than not gobble, gobble. On Thanksgiving.
That's funny. Yeah. Before Buffalo was Buffalo, remember? The Bills went down there and beat them.
Well, they're a good team.
Not when they beat you guys on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I mean, everybody brings their A game to us, too. You got to understand
that. You know what we need to do here is we need to refresh everyone's memory. I think this is a perfect opportunity to refresh everyone's memory as we go into a season that TJ Jefferson has a tier system, whether you're allowed to talk to him or not.
It's true.
Talk trash. Anyone can talk.
Again, tier one. Mm-hmm. This is like The Athletic. But the sources are not anonymous. There's one source, and it's T.J. Jefferson. If you're allowed to argue with T.J. about football, tier one is if you've got three or more Super Bowl wins, you're in. You're in the VIP,
in
right?
The VIP.
Bottle service for them.
Bottle service.
Understood.
Sparklers, little signs open with your bar. Name on there.
If you've got one to two Super Bowl wins, you're in the club.
In the club.
So you're in the club.
Oh, I'm in VVIP.
I know that.
Yeah. By the time Rodgers is done, I'll be in the VIP. But right now, I'm just in the club. I'm in the club. I've got to dust off my card. I've got to dust off my ID.
I can feel it.
If he cards me, I've got to dust it off.
I got to listen to you.
It's the oldest one Super Bowl win document in the NFL. Because as you know, Green Bay had the two before the Jets, and have had
more
couple since then.
So you're in the
keep
club.
Keep it going. Hold on a minute. Let's keep it going
DJ
here.
DJ Vice is spinning. I can barely hear you.
If you have no Super Bowl wins, you're tier three. You've got to wait in line.
They're outside. They're waiting for security.
That means they could get in it sometime in February if they're so lucky.
Or they could not.
Right now, Lions fans could get in February.
They got to right?
No, they haven't even been there, Rich. That's
Browns fans can get in line for February.
It's cold out there is what I'm
saying. Well, it means they get one in and then they're in the club.
Then they get one win
this year. They get their first this year. They are in the club.
No, but you have to have been to the game to wait in line.
No, I mean, if you got no Super Bowl wins, you have to wait in line. If you have no Super Bowl appearances, you stay at home.
Is that what it is? Yeah, I once had a fan of the team.
You're going to stay at home?
ATC. Yeah.
So wait a minute. So you can potentially go from home to in the club this year.
Yeah.
If you are the Browns.
Yep. If you're the Jaguars.
Right. Jaguars.
Right. So Bengals are still in line. Bengals are in line.
Okay. Bengals are in line.
They've been a few times.
Right.
No wins.
So who are the – let's make an actual – sports conversation segment out of this.
Okay.
Who are the most likely to go from home to the club this year?
Browns, Lions, Jaguars,
and
Texans.
Well, no. I don't know if the Texans are likely to do it.
But they have no appearances.
I put in likely. This is a Friday. This is what's more likely.
But those are the four who have never played in a Super Bowl.
So bad right now.
Because the Chargers have, right? Let's see who else.
Yeah, that's Stan Humphries.
Yeah, by the way. Man.
Most appearances without it. Well, let's see. Vikings.
That's why when Stan Humphries making it, right? I don't know if – and that's why that Cowboys-Niners game was for the Super Bowl.
Essentially.
Right?
Why'd Jimmy have to go?
Who else is there? Who else is there?
Oh, yeah, teams who haven't been.
Who haven't been at all, like ever.
No, those are the four.
Yeah, those are the four.
Yeah,
there's only four. And then eight others have been there,
but never won.
Falcons, Bengals,
so Lions or Jaguars,
Chargers, Vikings,
right?
There's
Lions, Jaguars, Titans, Browns,
Bills,
all at the crib.
Throw that out there.
Netflix.
I want that on a Twitter. Here we go. A Twitter poll. An X poll.
Twitter
poll.
Which team has never made a Super Bowl?
Which team that's never made a Super Bowl is most likely to win one this year? Lions, Jaguars, Browns.
We need the none option.
No, we don't. We don't.
Even though you're going to get a bunch of tweets saying, none of them. Well, that's not how the game
goes,
people.
That's not how the game's played.
Just pick one of the three.
We're not playing the game that way.
The Lions are going to run away with this, yeah?
You think so? What about the Jaguars? We had an established conversation here yesterday.
AFC, Rich.
So what? They made the Final Four in the AFC last year. And at one point, put a little bit of – there was an uh-oh, like sort of a swallow hard moment or two in GEHA Stadium at Arrowhead. Gee-haw.
I think my tier system is fair, Rich. I think the club system is.
But that's exactly the fact that you have a tier system and who can talk to you. Because honestly, TJ, if you could just put that system up. Now, this is all time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If you go, the last 25 years.
Let's just say your tier system started in 1996.
But it didn't start.
You're at home.
But it didn't start in 1996. You're at home.
You are at home.
Poll is out.
I'm in line. Right. No, I'm not. I'm at home too. I'm at home too.
But it started in 1960.
Chris is the only one out.
I own the club.
It's called Brockman's.
Literally, the club is called Brockman's.
It's called Brockman's.
Chris has his own booth.
No, it's called Massholes. You know, that's the name of the club.
But the tier system started in 1960.
It's called Brady's.
So, you know.
With a little part of ownership of Belichick's, right?
Oh, Brady's.
Scott Zolak's got his own corner.
It's called Brelichek's.
BBK.
It's called Brelichek's.
Bill, Brady, and Kraft.
Yeah, that's right. BBK?
BBKs.
There you go. BBKs. Hey, come on out to BBKs. All right.
Not bad.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. What's more likely when we come back? And there is a ton of likelihoods to hit. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It's time for kickoff, and the Believe podcast will get you ready for the new season.
How do you live through this as a Detroit sports fan?
Believe has podcasts covering all 32 professional teams and many of your favorite college teams, too.
You solidified your defense. You got better.
Sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone.
If you don't do those things, then you're not even trying your hardest to win at football, and I don't know what we're doing.
There was a lot of great players on those teams that I was fortunate to be part of.
Search BLEAV podcasts wherever you listen.
Back here on the program, this caught the eye of Sean Mitchell, Rich Eisen Show,
yeah,
digital coordinating producer. The boat,
whoa,
on which Pussy Bompensero got whacked.
Done.
Rich, R.I.P.
And also
they played the song.
Many off. Other moments of Sopranos fame. The Stugatz out of Belmar, New Jersey is up for sale.
Is that a Bertram? I got to look what kind of boat.
So the question, Mike, is I understand there is some pop culture significance of extreme note. But a 30-year-old boat for $300,000?
That's just because of what it is. No, that boat right there.
Yeah.
That's a like prime fishing boat. And you know, right?
That's
I don't know. Again, I don't know.
That's like a prime decent price.
$300,000?
No? Oh yeah, 100%.
Would you buy that?
If it were out here and I didn't have a boat.
Well, you can get it out here. Money is
no, Mike. You can.
I already have a Stugatz.
What are we doing?
My engine's
you can
going
get
in,
the original,
boom.
Mike.
Mike, you can get
the original.
Mike.
That would actually be badass.
You are calling your boat Stugatz, and it's just like, oh, I'm a big Sopranos fan.
I am.
But you want to talk about a flex?
Oh, to have the actual boat?
The Stugatz in Marina Del Rey, California.
I mean, that's
or wherever you are docking your current Stugatz.
Now, I'd rather, you know what boat I'd rather have? The Orca from Jaws, if it didn't sink.
This is beside the point.
I know.
We're not talking about the Orca.
I'm talking about boats. I already have a Stugatz.
Don't you want the Stugatz? The boat.
Is it worth it?
Tony bought JFK's captain's hat.
Is that a fair price?
100%.
That's a fair price?
That's a beautiful fishing boat.
Because you could then, Mike, you could turn on, you could do tours on the boat. You can make
money. See, that's the thing.
Tony lived on that thing.
For a while.
For a while. That's right. Yeah. We got thrown out of that. That's
right. Look at that right there.
You'll make money on that.
Boy, the story, the way, if the walls could talk on these Stugatz.
Not in the face, okay?
844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. So much to talk about, so let's do it in our favorite Friday format. What's more likely?
What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, what do you have over there, Christopher?
What's up, guys? Everybody good? It's Friday. Football back. This just in.
Yeah.
Hey, CJ Stroud threw a pick last night. Wasn't very good. I feel like there's going to be a lot of those. Which rookie quarterback is more likely to throw the most interceptions this year? CJ Stroud, Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson.
I will go with Stroud. I will just go with Stroud because they're a team that has, that's coming in most bare, if you will, from last year. And I know, you know, we got to get ourselves Stroud protected, and he will be better than, obviously, the other night. I just don't know if Richardson's going to be winging it around as much. And I think Bryce Young has I guess more experience and on the ball, and I'll just take Stroud based on the team that he's joining, not on what he is. I think all three will be successful in this league. I think that, even though the odds are against it, but that's my two cents on that. I'll choose Stroud. That's the likeliest off the top of my head.
That seems fair. That seems logical. You talked that out. Next, we've been talking about Baker Mayfield, the Bucs, Kyle Trask. We talk about that a lot. Well, did you see the report last night from JoeBucksFan.com, Ira Kaufman?
Yes, that it's Mayfield's gig.
Mayfield's gig week one against Minnesota.
No matter what happens.
No matter what happens. More likely to start more games for the Bucs this year. Baker Mayfield or Kyle Trask?
You're just going to keep pounding this drum. I mean, where's the Baker hate coming from, Chris?
I don't think he's very good.
Okay, well, guess what? He's going to start more games for the Bucs this year. And I told you, he's going to get at least four. And then there's the bye week at five. So you think they'll go Kyle Trask for 13 games? Walk me through the process in which Kyle Trask gets more games than Baker Mayfield.
Baker stinks. Kyle goes in, plays well. He starts a lot more.
Or he just stinks and they're full
or
Caleb Williams.
Or they both stink and then it's tank time and it's more tank it's easier to tank with Kyle Trask again, than it is with a guy you brought in.
And it's tough to tank. It's tough to tank with all those very prideful Super Bowl winners with rings on defense. So it's Baker Mayfield, man. And I think
all year?
Well, more starts than not for than Trask.
So yeah. Double digit starts.
And I think I think he'll do better than you think.
Okay. I mean, I was wrong about Geno last year. I've been wrong before.
Can we get that as a drop?
I've been wrong before.
What else?
They played last night. More likely to make the playoffs this year, Vikings or Seahawks.
No, oh, my.
Both made it last year. Both they played last night. Obviously.
Yeah, I know. So you're saying I can't choose both here, right?
Obviously not.
They're both pretty. I really like the Seahawks. I'll take the Seahawks over the Vikings. Even though I understand the division in which I'm talking about right
so
now.
So talk it out. Niners, Seahawks in the West. Do you like maybe Lions and Green Bay sneak in?
I like the Vikings to make it again, but you're telling me I'm not allowed to do that.
You're not allowed. That's not the game.
You're saying if I have to choose one or the other, I will choose Seattle. I really like the kids that they drafted last year and this year and Pete and Geno and Jackson Smith and Jigba being added to that offense with Zach Charbonnet being added to that offense. They're really good, pal. And Bobby Wagner back to tell everyone how it's done. So what else you got over there?
These guys are playing tonight. Jaguars, Cowboys, tonight, this weekend, week one, preseason. More likely to throw more touchdown passes this year. Talk about a lot of picks. Positive. Let's keep it positive, TJ. Touchdowns, Trevor Lawrence, Dak. Who throws more?
I'll take Trevor. TJ?
Oh, you're asking me? Okay. Yeah. I'll go with Trevor as well.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm high on the Jaguars, pal. Very.
Wow.
Calvin Ridley's going to be a huge difference maker with Christian Kirk and Zay Jones flipping it also to Etienne. Just how many times are you just going to flip it out to Travis and he goes 50 yards untouched?
Yeah, I think he's going to have a good year.
Yeah, me too. I like him. I like him a lot.
I am on board.
Although I think Brandon Cooks in Dallas is going to be something else.
I mean, how could he not? He's a perpetual 1,000-yard receiver.
I like him.
He goes.
I like him. I thought that was a nice. Boy, did they miss him last year?
Oh yeah, but you got to remember too. Gallup now is going to be a year healthier, okay, coming off his injury.
I'll take Trevor Lawrence anyway. What else?
These two teams play each other this weekend. Although I doubt these individual players are going to see any action. Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson. Which quarterback is more likely to have more rushing touchdowns? Rushing touchdowns this year.
Hurts.
Really?
Hurts. I'm thinking, I just got the third overall pick in my fantasy draft.
Hurts third overall?
He's a running back who plays quarterback last year. Hold on a minute.
He's filthy. I mean,
hold on a minute.
But he had 13 rushing touchdowns last year?
Hold on a minute.
Is that what he had?
Hold on a minute. Let me see here. He had 13 rushing touchdowns last year. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. As many as Chubb and McCaffrey. And more than Miles Sanders. So. Especially since, you know, you're not allowed to push people anymore, or you are allowed to push people?
Yeah,
still?
I think you are. There was talk about getting that overturned, and I don't think it was.
So they're the best at that.
Yeah, the Eagles have some weird
what else,
thing
Chris?
They do there.
I mean, Lamar Jackson, good running quarterback, too. And just
I think he's going to run it less this year. I think he's going to be – they're going to be – emphasizing his remarkable passing skills.
So. I'm really proud of this one.
Yes.
I'm really proud of this one. What's more likely to be the higher total this season? Rams wins or Taylor Swift shows at SoFi?
Oh. She had six shows at SoFi. And Rams wins. Oh, boy. What a question.
I mean, Brockman, this is a really good one.
Well, fortunately for the Rams, she added more shows at the last minute during the summer.
Yes, yes.
So it was at three. So
it wasn't three.
And
or
then
four,
she went to six. Because again, I heard she
added a couple.
I heard she makes over $20 million a show.
It's probably true.
By the way.
By the way, more games we will sell. Over. I'll take the over.
He's going to make a lot of money in this store.
So.
More games, bro.
Rams wins or Taylor wins. Swift shows.
I'll take the Rams over.
Oh.
And when does the banner go up?
I'm taking the Rams over. Taking the Rams.
You're such a positive guy. I wish I had that in me.
Yeah. What else?
More likely to happen first. There's another $1 billion lottery jackpot or a running back gets paid.
This is crazy.
So who's going to get Mega Millions first? A human being in the United States or a running back?
There's already been $2 billion jackpots this year.
I think we'll get another $1 billion jackpot. I think I saw the odds of winning the Mega Millions is 1 in 302 million.
It's something like that.
I saw that. So yeah, I'll take Mega Millions.
Powerball currently at $200 million.
Unfortunately for running backs, they're not getting paid.
It's on the way.
In the manner in which they want, they're not even going to get a Cole Kmet deal. Unfortunately.
Last
four
one.
4 years, 50 mil.
Last one. Lions and Giants play this weekend. More likely to be a top 12 quarterback, fantasy quarterback. Goff or Daniel Jones?
Oh, I'll go Goff. I'll go Goff. And I know Daniel Jones. I just think Daniel Jones is just too inconsistent. I need to see it.
But he's a runner, too.
I understand he's a runner, too. But Jared Goff has got some weaponry. And he's got the arm for it. I'll choose Goff over Daniel Jones. That's hour number two. Jason McCourty coming up hour three on the show. I just need to see it from Daniel Jones. And we saw it in Minnesota, and then we saw it in Philadelphia.
If you need to see it from the guy, why do you give him $40
million? Because, by the way, that's on the low end of the scale. It's on the low end of the scale. It is. It's just the new way of...
But he shouldn't be anywhere near the high end of the low end.
Again, the Super Bowl, we were in Miami. It was the calendar year 2020. We had Dak there, and he was just about to sign his contract, and the question was, what are they going to do? They wound up signing him to a $40 million a year contract, and that was so eye-popping. That is now Daniel Jones's contract, and that's eye-popping because it was given to Daniel Jones, but that is on the lower end of the quarterback payment scale. So that aside, I need to see something consistent from him. I will absolutely think that Jared Goff, who's been to a Super Bowl before and who can really throw it, is going to have some serious weaponry. That Jahmyr Gibbs kid and Amon-Ra St. Brown, I told you, was a top 10 receiver last year. He's going to prove it again this year.
Dak at that point had 40 career wins. He was 40 and 24. Daniel Jones has half that.
I get it.
He's 21 and 31.
Well, I know. You're just not a Daniel Jones fan. And
I'm a fan of reality.
I'm aware of that. You're a very solid fan of reality.
I love you.
Hour number three coming up right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Don't go anywhere. Jason McCourty when we come back.
For over three decades, nobody has had a wrestling career like Arn Anderson. Conrad Thompson gets all the stories with Arn.
After watching AEW's Double or Nothing, Amy wants to know, what does dinosaur taste like?
It ain't chicken. It's like biting into a sinewy charcoal briquette.
Ah.
But chewy.
Oh, like wow, that's disgusting.
Yes, sure is.
Check out Arn every week, wherever you listen.